Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. She is living her dream, working as a special education teacher at South Jordan Middle School, making a difference in the lives of students every day. But Lauren Macedoni saw another dream come true not too long ago, when she was a contestant on the wildly popular show The Voice, selected to be a part of Alicia Keys' team. On this episode of the Supercast, we meet this superstar teacher and musician who has a heart of gold and a voice that turned heads around the nation and turned the chairs of judges on The Voice. We're here with Lauren Macedoni, a teacher at South Jordan Middle School, talking to her about her experience on The Voice. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your teaching career, first of all.
Okay, yeah. So I actually just started in January, just finished my student teaching at Copper Hills High School, and then this is my first job, so I'm really excited to be here. I'm in special education here at South Jordan Middle School. I'm in the autism classroom specifically, so an autism support classroom. I have 7 students and get to help them meet their individual needs and get to help them in their education, so it's awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love a good mid-year hire. Tell me, what made you want to be a special education teacher?
Oh, that's such a good question. I've known it since 8th grade. I took a peer tutoring class when I was in middle school, had an awesome teacher, met incredible individuals with disabilities who just inspired me, and I knew from then on that I wanted to help them, and I wanted to be on their side, and I wanted to be their cheerleader to help them reach their goals and dreams that they have in life. So
that is a great peer tutor success story.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a lot of those out there. It's yes. Such a great experience for kids to get to know someone who might be a little bit different from them or yes. from their friends. And I think it changes you permanently when you have that experience.
Totally. We're so grateful for all of our peer tutors here. Like, we have such a good peer tutoring program and are so grateful for all the students that take a class period out of their day to come and help others and learn from them as well. So it's awesome.
And I love to see your enthusiasm and excitement for your new role here at South Jordan
Thank
Middle.
You.
It is kind of hard to come in the middle of the year and jump in, but it sounds like it's gone really well for you.
It has. This school is so supportive. The admin's so supportive. I have a ton of awesome aides in my classroom that are super helpful and have just made the transition really smooth. So.
Good. That makes great. A big difference. We've
yes.
struggled to hire classroom assistants
yeah.
Throughout the district,
yeah.
and it makes all the difference when you have that kind of support.
Yes. We're very lucky here. We have amazing aides, so it's awesome.
And tell me about your student teaching experience. You were at Copper Hills, another great school.
Yes, I loved my student teaching. I was with an awesome mentor teacher, Jackie Shepik. She taught me so much, was an incredible example. I was in a life skills class over there with 14 students with differing abilities and was able to teach them everything from math to restaurant skills.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
Restaurant skills.
Yes,
yeah.
We taught everything in between, and it was super fun.
She does an awesome job. She and her
amazing.
Students were on the Supercast
a
couple
way.
Of years ago as well. They're just it's a great program
it
everywhere
is.
You look in
yes.
every school. It's exciting, and it's
yes.
it's an inclusive way of providing a great education for students
yeah.
of all abilities.
Yeah, that's something that I've loved the most about being in Jordan School District is that I feel like there is so much inclusion. Every school that I've been in during my education, I did a practicum placement here, did my student teaching here, now I'm a teacher here, and every school that I went to was so inclusive, and that just runs through all the schools, and it's really, really amazing to see.
We work hard at that, so it's great
awesome.
To hear that from you.
It's great.
Let's talk about your career with The Voice as
yes.
well. So how long ago were you on The Voice?
So it was about 6 years ago. I was 16 and 17 years old throughout the whole process.
Yeah.
I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
And actually, kind of coincidentally, my blind audition aired 6 years ago today.
Really?
So, yeah, so
wow.
today was the day. 6 years ago, I was so excited that my friends would be able to see my blind audition and they would finally know why I was missing so much school and all of the things.
So you couldn't really tell people that you were even trying out or involved
nope.
or anything like that?
No, I couldn't tell them until about a month before. And so I just told people that I had a music opportunity and missed a lot of school, but it was super great, and it was a great experience.
Now, let's go back a step. Yes. Tell me what got you interested in singing and your singing career up until then.
Yeah, I have been singing ever since I could talk. If you ask any of my family members, I would give them shows all the time. Whenever there was a fireplace, that was my stage. I was standing on it. I was singing loud and proud for everyone to hear. I would watch, like, Disney movies and sing along with the princesses and all of the things. And so I've been performing ever since I can remember. I went to a performing arts preschool when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
I did plays there too. It's just in my blood. I knew I loved to sing and loved to perform. So
is there a type of song that you like to sing in particular?
It's changed over the years. I started a lot with musical theater. And then I kind of jumped. I wanted to be a country singer.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I finally found myself as an artist. And I love, like, singer-songwriter style music. I am really inspired by, like, the 60s, the 70s artists like Carole King, Joni Mitchell, stuff like that.
There is some great singer-songwriter stuff available during that era.
Oh, yes.
And they probably told you I'm a huge music fan.
Yes.
I go to a lot of concerts and... live music is a big deal for me.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to talk with you and to hear about this experience. Now, was the voice your particular focus, or were there other shows that you considered or tried out for as well?
That's a great question. I always had people telling me growing up, like, oh, you should audition for The Voice or American Idol. And I always had it in the back of my mind as something that I wanted to do. But I actually did a voice competition in Provo, and they sent my video to The Voice, and The Voice actually reached out to me to come and to participate in their audition process. So
you did a voice audition in Provo, but it was an audition for the show specifically,
it
or was it for something else?
It was something else. It was
really?
Just a
so
little.
So what was that for?
It was just a little voice competition in Provo that my parents and I were like, let's just go do it. Sounds like fun. You can go just compete, meet other local artists. And so I just went, and it was more like a networking opportunity, and they were awesome and sent my video to The Voice, and the rest is history. Yeah.
Wow. Now, people tell you should try out for The Voice.
Yeah.
And for me, it's they say you should try out for the trivia shows where you can name that song, name that tune,
name
the artist. It's the Shazam show. So I can't perform it.
Hey,
I just listen to people like you who can perform it. So the audition, you didn't even know you were auditioning for The Voice.
Not really, yeah.
Tell me what it feels like when The Voice contacts you and you weren't even expecting it.
It was crazy. I can remember that moment like it was yesterday. I remember it was after a dance class. I was with my cousin and a friend.
Yeah.
And we were at Bahama Bucks getting some shaved ice. We were just enjoying our time. And I opened up my email and I saw an email from The Voice. And I think I read it at least 10 times just to make sure that it was real, that I was reading it correctly.
Yeah.
Called my mom crying. I was like, I don't know what's happening right now. But it
That's
was
so
surreal.
Cool.
It was crazy, but
so
it was
cool.
Really cool. Yeah. So I had to go through a pretty lengthy audition process. There was lots of auditions before you see the blind audition on TV, but just went through that whole process, kept getting through, and it was super amazing and super humbling. I didn't expect it at all.
Did they ask you to come up with what song you wanted to sing, and did you have to vary that song at each stage of the audition?
Yeah, it was different. Some auditions they asked for 4 songs, some auditions they asked for 2 songs, some they picked my song, some I got to pick, but the original video that they sent, that was sent to The Voice, I sang Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, kind of my own rendition of it. And that song stuck with me the whole time. I sang it at every single one of my auditions. And then that was the song that I sang for my blind audition too. So it was kind of my good luck charm.
What a great choice.
It was
great.
It was awesome.
How many songs did you end up singing for them, not including the one that you sent in or that they sent in on your behalf?
Yeah.
How many songs did you sing before you ended up in the blind audition? Or how many times did you sing a song?
Yeah, I think it was 4 times.
Yeah,
I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
And is this for, like, producers or people behind the scenes?
Yep.
People with clipboards, leaning close as you sing?
Yep, in a dark room, ambient lighting, like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was.
So it's kind of like I pictured it.
Yep, it is.
And did you think, well, I'm pretty lucky to get this far, so I'll just give it a shot? Or yeah. were you feeling the pressure?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. I think I saw so many talented people around me. All everyone that auditioned, I was like, whoa, they're so good. I was so intimidated.
Yeah.
I was very intimidated, but I was lucky my parents were there with me throughout the whole experience, and they just said, you're amazing, like, keep going. They were really my big cheerleaders, and even when I felt like I wasn't good enough to be there, they helped me to realize that they saw something in me, and so I should just keep going. And it was very humbling, and I learned a lot from the experience of just to push through and to keep going and to believe in myself too.
Stay with us. When we come back, Lauren Macedoni sings for us.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? Jordan School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or a substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire custodians and bus drivers. In Jordan School District, we like to say, people come for the job and enjoy the adventure. Apply today at employment.jordandistrict.org.
Describe for those who may not watch The Voice.
Yes.
What is the... What's the structure of the show,
and
how does it work?
Yeah, so there are about four rounds that are pre-recorded and that go on before they go to live shows. So there's a blind audition where you get to perform for four of the judges. And
the judges are famous musicians.
Yes.
Who are then trying to pick someone who wins the competition.
Yes, yeah.
And the prize for the competition is a recording contract, cash.
Yep.
Probably the home version, the board game version of The Voice.
Yep, there you go.
But along the way, their chairs are turned away from you.
Yes.
So describe that part of it.
Yeah, so they're turned the opposite way so they can't see you. All they can do is hear you. There's no preconceived judgments or notions that come. They just listen to you sing, and if they like what they hear, they turn around, they push a button and turn around, and then they fight to have you on their team if you get more than one to turn around. So it was pretty cool. That was the blind audition.
And tell me which musicians were there that you got to be judged by and interact with.
Yeah. So my season, I was on season 12, and Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Alicia Keys, and Adam Levine were the judges.
So that is awesome.
It was pretty cool.
That is really cool.
It was really surreal.
Well, that's a pretty cool lineup of musicians to be judging you.
It was awesome.
Also, like you said, it would strike fear in my heart to do anything in front of them.
Oh,
most people would have a tough time talking in front of those four.
Yeah. Yes.
Just meeting them or chatting with them, much less performing for them and knowing it was going to be televised. So their chairs are turned around and they get to hit the button and turn around and see you once they choose you.
Yep.
And tell me who chose you.
So Alicia Keys, Gwen Stefani, and Blake Shelton all turned around for
that
me while I
insane.
Was singing.
It was that so is so cool to have three out of four.
Yeah, it was surreal.
Who was the first?
It was Gwen, and then shortly after it was Alicia, and then it was Blake. So they all kind of hit it like the same moment. It was pretty quick.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And then they talk with you afterwards.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes. And I don't remember anything that they said. I don't remember any of it. I just was, like you were saying, it was hard to talk, let alone sing. And I was just standing there smiling and nodding. Couldn't tell you what they said. I was just in shock. I was like, I want to phone a friend. Like, where's my mom? Can I go talk to her really fast? This is a big decision that I'm about to make. Like,
that is so exciting.
And crazy.
So then they have all chosen you. Now you get to choose which team you want to be part of.
Yes.
And did you choose Team Gwen?
I chose Team Alicia.
Team actually. Alicia.
Yes. I chose Alicia Keys.
Even though Gwen chose you first,
yes.
You went with Alicia.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just had this, I just loved Alicia Keys. I thought she was very genuine and very kind, and that was so true. She was like a mother to all of us on her team. She was very nurturing and just so genuine and authentic. She was amazing.
That's so incredible.
Yeah.
So tell me what happened with the competition after that point.
Yeah, so there's a lot more rounds. I made it to the second round, so the battle round, where you're paired up with someone from your team, and you sing the same song that your judge picks for you. So Alicia okay. chose a song that me and a teammate sang against each other, and you battle for the winner. And my teammate, she was amazing, and so she won that battle, and then I went home after that. But it was incredible.
That is a huge experience. Win.
Yes.
Getting to go, getting yes. to compete, and having them turn around and yeah. push the button 3 out of 4,
yeah.
that is a huge victory. I think that's really exciting.
It was so cool. And I think a little bit inside I was so sad, but I was a little grateful because I had already missed a lot of school and I couldn't teach myself trig any longer. I needed to go and be taught by my teacher.
Yes,
so.
Understandably.
Yeah,
yes.
So I was grateful, but it was so awesome.
Can we take a look at some of the
yes,
photos
yeah.
and video of,
for sure.
of your time on there?
For sure. This is just a fun one that I took that I could post on social media. So Team Alicia.
That's cool.
Once I was finally able to make the announcement, I put that out there.
Yeah.
This is during the blind audition, during my video when Alicia hit her buzzer, but it also hit over 1 million views on YouTube. So I screenshotted this moment as like a...
That you had a yes. million views logged.
Yep.
That's insane.
It was
you,
super cool.
You look like you were really in the moment.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
you
yeah.
are fully there.
I had to just focus on my singing or else I was gonna freak out too much, so had to be in it.
Oh, that's so cool.
I was closing my eyes here, and that's when they all turned around. And so I opened my eyes, and I saw that they had turned around. And you can, in my blind audition, I get this little smile. You can tell the moment that I noticed that they've turned
that's
around.
That's so awesome.
It's pretty awesome. This was my whole team.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Sorry. They were awesome. So this
How
guy actually
cool.
won my season. His name's Chris Blue.
Yeah.
And he was super cool.
Wow.
This was one of my really
And there's
good
Alicia
friends.
Right at the
there's
center.
There's Alicia right there. Yeah. It was
so you really got some time with her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was super neat.
That's cool. Okay, can we watch a little video here?
Yeah. This is my blind audition video.
Okay. Is this a live band playing with you?
Yes.
Can see them touching the button.
Uh-huh.
I would have watched this 1,000 times if I were you.
I think I have, probably.
You can see them react immediately.
Yes.
And you sound so good.
Thank you. Alicia thought that
she thought that was a different
singers.
Person.
Yeah.
Because you just busted it out
yes.
right there. That's what she's asking Blake. What that shows is your range. They're singing along, they're moving to it.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Here's the moment. Right there, you can tell.
Yeah.
That's when I saw.
And you know what? They're having fun. They're
yes.
totally enjoying that.
Yes. Little video.
So if anyone wants to watch this, they just search Lauren Judd,
uh-huh.
LauryN Judd. Draper, the
yeah.
voice, and
yeah.
that'll come up. I just can't believe the interaction, and it's so exciting. But
Thank
your performance,
you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You sounded so good on
Thanks.
There.
Thanks.
And to do that on that stage, much less do it in the privacy of your
yeah.
own home.
Yeah.
That's talent.
Thank you. You're so nice. Thank you.
So what are you doing now with your talent, besides coming on the Supercast?
Yes, yes. You know, I have to really find time to make time for this hobby. It's hard when I am so busy. I am trying to bring it into my classroom as much as I can.
Yeah.
I as a first year teacher, I'm like grasping the curriculum first, and then I think I will slowly be able to bring it more into the classroom. But my goal is to integrate music into the classroom a lot, because individuals with different abilities relate with music so
yeah.
much. It just connects with them on a different level, and so I really want to utilize that in my teaching. I do perform every once in a while. I recorded a little bit recently, but I need to do music more. I have to make more time for it.
Tell me about the recording and performing you've done recently.
Yeah, I've just recorded an album of original songs that I wrote.
Really?
I did.
You're composing on top of all this?
I did, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I think I've said wow about 15 times in this so supercast, nice. But I'm really blown away by your talent. Tell me about the stuff that you've written.
Yes. So it's got kind of like that 60s, 70s singer-songwriter vibe like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And it kind of has a Christian base that I've been working around and
Great.
Trying to get into, and
yeah.
just original
there's
songs
a,
with
a
my
big
heart.
Market for that type of music.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'd love to hear some of your original stuff.
Yes.
So send me a link, and I'd love to have a live performance right now if you don't mind.
Yes, yes.
My chair does turn. So if it feels better for me to
Perfect.
Turn my back to
yes,
you
probably,
and then hit the table
actually.
And spin around.
That's what you should
okay,
do.
Okay, all right.
Definitely. Okay, so this is Wildflowers by Tom.
Oh, I love this song.
It's
this
a
is a
good
great one.
One.
Yes.
It's so good.
Crowd goes wild.
Thank you.
That sounded so good.
Thanks.
I couldn't join in on that. I needed to hear you sing. That was
so
nice. Good.
Thank you.
Man, you've got a great voice.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for sharing your talents today. I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
And thanks for sharing your talents in our classroom here at South Jordan.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for letting me be a part of this awesome district.
It's fantastic to have you. Thank you. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.